The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
And away we go. It's time now for What Would Brady Do? Brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. 12th Street and Indian School. You want it, they got it. You don't want it, they'll take it. Mo Money Pawn, 12th Street and Indian School. Ready, Brady?
Ready.
Got a real gem in here. See if you can pick it out. Dear Brady, we need some advice. We have to deal with this idiot who runs his mouth constantly about being healthy and at perfect weight and how everybody who's fat's unhealthy should die. But this prick is also the guy who calls into work sick. What would Brady do? P.S. I'm not talking about John. What do you do to the guy who's always telling you to be healthy, but he calls in sick a lot?
Gets to a point where it just goes in one ear, out the other.
Right.
Sometimes the guys that talk the most are, you know, are the exactly that, the talkers.
I've turned my I've changed my opinion about people who call in sick. I appreciate them more than I ever have. I drifted away from my dad's old opinion of, I got to get up and go to work no matter what. No, I like people that are like, you know, like last Wednesday, I'm like, you know what? If this is something, I don't want to get you guys sick.
You'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah. Well, because especially with what we do, it's like, Okay, now Eric's down. Now Toledo. Now we're all just this domino effect of constant. I'm like, if this is strep throat, the last thing I need to do, talking into a mic, make Larry sick and Fitz and just spread diseases.
There's a fine line of rallying up, you know, playing when you're hurt. And
different.
Then when viruses are in that,
it's
a whole
contagious
new game.
Yeah.
Get out.
And you get sick days.
Look what it happens. We still don't avoid it. I mean, we've been pretty good, but I'm saying when something hits the office, look how many people. It's just over a 2 or 3 week period, everyone's just going down around you. And
somehow we all ducked it
this
winter with this wacky flu. I don't think any of us got it, did. What's the matter, Rich?
I think we're off. I think the EAS has taken over for us.
Oh, has it?
All right. It's free time.
There you go. Let's talk. All right, dear Brady.
Sorry.
I just found a video online of a former coworker getting pegged and doing some pegging on the interwebs. I know both her and her boyfriend, and I'm supposed to go to a party at her house very soon. Do I say anything? Love forever, EOC.
Yeah.
It's also written by R.T., J.D.H., D.B.B., M.R., and everyone else here in our lovely abode. Do you say anything at the party? You find internet porn that you didn't know a friend was doing with their lover.
Right.
And you don't know if they're trying to keep that secret or if it's out and about. Do you bring it up? Or do you let them bring it up to you in this new world?
Couple of things. I figure if I'm getting it at the time, whoever,
you know, especially.
You're getting it, I'm getting it, that means it's out.
Right.
So I am not saying anything at the party. The question is,
how do you
still
not
go to the party?
How do you shake the elephant in the room?
I don't think that's the place and time to do it. I talked to her before the party. I think I bring it up way before
you go to that thing. Say, hey.
Yeah, if it's so curious. And then there's part that, you know, I know someone's going to say something to that person, but if you really feel that I need to, you know, get that off my chest and say something, text it or call. Because, I mean, there might be some cancellations at the party, too.
Because it's
because you might look at the person in a whole new light.
Like maybe your spouse doesn't want to go to this now.
Yeah.
Aren't you like a holier than thou type
not
of
really,
person?
Not really.
That's going to change your opinion.
It can change your opinion. That's why people keep that secret.
It's not something
that you're like, hey,
you're a hypocrite.
How do you live your life?
I live my life by not making internet porno.
Yeah, but that does that make them bad people?
Didn't say it made them bad people, but it definitely puts them in a different category in a lot of eyes as far as their sexual
But you'll watch porn around
their boundaries.
Do you watch porn?
You can watch porn, but it doesn't mean that you're going to go. Now, I watch porn.
Then it makes you a hypocrite.
No, it doesn't.
If you watch porn.
No, it doesn't.
But you don't go somewhere because somebody does porn.
Incorrect.
You're a hypocrite.
Yes. No, not a hypocrite.
Not
because
incorrect.
If I went and watched porn and then started to hang out on porn sets, Megan would be like, that's too far. Then I started hanging out with porn people. That's too far because their sexual boundaries do not adhere with my life.
Wait. They're going to force you to have sex with
them? No, but you are a product of who you hang out with. And if you're absolutely that. You are a product of your environment. That is without question. So if you start hanging out with them, there's going to be questions about you whether you're doing it or not.
You don't have to be like hanging out with them, you know,
you
every
day. You don't have to be. But it is definitely – you have it too. You're like, hey, I'm not going to hang out with this guy. He's got a little bit of a different view on uncertain things that
sure,
I don't – you know.
But I mean, I don't think there's anybody in my life that I hang out with a lot, a ton, you know,
I don't think it bothers me at all, but I'm not – I wasn't hanging out with people like this in the first place. But if somebody I found out all of a sudden is doing something that's like, that lends a different type of person to their environment. I'm not going to hang around that.
The other thing that might be hard is if that person is been quite the opposite about the subject or have been reactionary to
kind
certain
of closeted
things. Getting in trouble or thinking, you know, if that person was writing you and saying, oh, you're a pervert or you're, you know, and all of a sudden you find out.
Wow, this is what you do on the side and you've been calling me names?
Right, exactly.
Right. I do think that that's true. If you found out somebody's like, you know, I mean, it's
the politician in a way in that case where, you know, the one's outspoken about whatever the
right, and then they got that closet life.
Yeah.
I just think it's like if you're at a party and you find out this party has a load of cocaine, you find out somebody's doing cocaine.
But that's an illegal act.
Okay,
that's
and you find out
different.
They're smoking weed tons, and you're not into that. You're like, oh, this is a group of people that do things that I'm not really into. I like watching. I don't like being this close to it. It's just a boundary that falls that you're kind of like, maybe I don't want to be around this all the time. You still hang out with them, but it's definitely a new group of people. You know, I mean, think about the people we're talking about and the groups that started to influence them. You know, I mean, you said it first. It's like this boy, that person was sure a terrible influence on that, you know, on this girl because we know who we're talking about. It's like she started to hang out with that person. The next thing you know, this is happening. You never would have seen that coming years ago. So it is your product
of
your
influence. You find yourself trying to put pieces together of the puzzle, trying to solve this puzzle.
Wasn't hard.
Yeah, but if you find yourself doing that on that person, that means you're surprised by it. That means you're
I think you're always surprised by that. I mean, you had probably the most surprised reaction to the whole thing because you're like, wow, I didn't know this was in that person's bag.
I would feel like a hypocrite if I judge people like that.
I'm not judging them. I'm just saying, like you, but you did judge immediately. You said this is why hanging out with this person.
The more
is why
I think about it, you know, the more I think about it, to each their own.
Absolutely,
that's their life. It doesn't mean I'm going to hang out with them 24/7.
It is, but
it's not going to stop me.
But
either.
You're probably going to avoid a lot of activities with that person if that's the type of people they start kind of hanging out with. It's true. You're not going to be. You know, your wife's not going to be comfortable. If your former coworker is hanging out with a bunch of internet porn people and they invite you over.
All right.
That's true.
But I would imagine that they probably would know that that wouldn't be the
But I'm just saying, if you were invited and you're like, sure, we can go. We're hypocrites otherwise. Is Lisa going to go, yeah, let's go to the internet porn people party? She's not going to be all over that.
It doesn't matter. It's not like
they're not that.
It wasn't a best friend situation.
Right. I know. I'm just saying. I'm hypothetical. If it is a person. Who was a friend and you didn't know and you hung out with them a few times more often, it would put a wall up a little bit. Like, maybe I don't want to get caught in this environment because it makes me look guilty if something does go down. It's like, well, wait a minute. I got to explain my way out of this. And the next thing you know, it's you hang out with those people who do this. This is like, oh, great. I put myself in this spot. It's your product, your environment.
And sometimes I wouldn't get the invite. It's like if I'm not a big drinker – why you invite Brady is not a big drinker. We're not going to invite him to that. But and that's not how I necessarily feel. It's like I can hang around
tons of drinkers, but you're not going to hang
always
around
have
that
done
party.
That.
Right. Everybody's doing beer bongs. You're like, this isn't for me.
Once it gets to a certain state of, you know,
I like my internet
consumption
porn to be on the internet. I like a nice now if I'm allowed to walk around with a big thin glass screen between me and everybody at the party where I'm like, ooh, and I can say things like, yeah, take it in the ass. Stuff like that, and they don't hear me, that's fine. I don't judge them differently as people. It's just going to be one of those things where I don't think you can say that the influence is not there.
Again, the hard part that I, you know, always do on the scenario is whoever it is, whatever the choice that was made. And in this case, you have a daughter. I have a daughter.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I mean, what, you right. know, I always say, oh, man.
What happens if your daughter does?
Yeah.
Well, it's their.
You deal with it.
And
yeah,
it seems
obviously.
Like you're accepting of it. And it's like, yeah. oh, dad hangs out at porn people parties.
You could be the.
Well, not only that, but if it was my daughter that.
Oh, sure.
Know, on that side brutal. Of it. Better, like, how do I, you know, you same thing. You've got to be accepting of it in a yeah. way or
sure.
you just.
That's why I'm always one of those guys who's like, you know what? I'm not into that whole daddy caught daughter napping. I'm like, that scenario is just too far for me. I regulate mine. Maybe it is so I don't feel hypocritical later. I don't know. Just don't like it.
It
doesn't make me think anything less of the person.
No.
It's just one of those deals where it's like, if I was hanging out with somebody a lot and they kept that from me, and then it kind of circulated back to me that they make internet porn and I'm at their house all the time, and the people that I'm with, I find out, they're doing it too. I don't know. Maybe I do look down on it. I'm kind of like, I don't really want to be around this.
Yeah, that porn house that was down the street, you were walking by all the time.
Because I wanted to see the action.
So curious.
I wasn't going in. I'd have been scared to death to go in there. I told you that every time.
But if he knew that person for a whole time, I guess maybe it's the fact that maybe there's a part that feels like it wasn't the relationship wasn't on the up and up.
Are you
going to
stop being Mark Stebbings' friend if Mark Stebbings had made some porns? And
I'd laugh hysterically and he'd never hear the end of it.
Exactly.
But what
You'd
I
still
started,
be his
if
friend,
Mark started
right?
to call me up going, hey, we're back into the porn business, we're having a little party. I'm like, I don't know, Mark.
You just don't go to the porn
Here's
party.
From a realist, from your real estate.
That's pretty simple.
From your real estate
you're
point
watch
of view.
His wife.
From your real estate point of view. There's absolutely no neighbor that's excited about having a porn house next door.
Sure. Well, I don't know.
No, there isn't.
Another porn house.
It's a pretty garbage neighborhood if you're like, we got porn over here.
John, you lived in Arcadia.
I know. And everybody was up in arms about this.
The house wifey's world was on.
Yeah.
It was like $1 million.
And when it happens, the neighborhood flips out.
They're all a bunch of hypocrites.
No, it isn't. Because you don't want
they are.
No, you don't. Eric, you don't want it near you. That's a fact. You don't.
You're right.
You don't want that next door.
You're right on the hypocrisy.
Don't act like that. That's not hypocritical. Don't act like if porn house started to film next to your house.
If Kalen was gone. Like not
no, I'm not saying
house,
she's not.
Then
she's not.
No, right now I wouldn't.
Right. So you would be up in arms about it. Right. You would be up in arms about
Believe
it. I was
me.
In a family atmosphere. The people went nuts.
And you're in
out.
The business.
Yeah.
And the minute property values
right.
are threatened or value, your
yep.
your reaction
they
is
found
different.
Out Wifey's World was through that when it was for sale, and it deterred people that it was in the house. It wasn't even there anymore.
Because you're cutting out of a big section of
buyers.
And you're right, maybe in the hypocritical part of it, it was like, I'm fine with it. I just don't want it in my neighborhood.
That's true of a billion things.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you say it all the time, John, about how much money it raises and all that stuff.
Porn's great.
Yeah. So
on the internet. You don't want it near
you. People chill out a little bit.
You don't want it near you. I don't want a defense system next to me either, but they're necessary and it helps. I don't want that right on top of me. I don't want a high school in my backyard. I don't want a police station sitting right next to me.
You can add that to your list.
I mean, it's tons of stuff that I don't want right on top of me.
Everybody's got personal choices as far as that goes, but I don't know. I'm just not going to... I'm not going to raise a big stink about it. To each their own.
No, I'm not. I didn't raise a stink when the one was by my house, but it was like, oof, this isn't good for everybody. That this comes out, and it's like, this is nearby. People don't want that in there.
Beautiful 2 acres, but next door is a cattle farm.
If people are doing porn in their house, you don't know what your neighbors are doing.
They could be
doing porn every day. You don't know. Maybe it just doesn't leak out into the street.
So long as it doesn't get out,
right.
It's fine. Once it gets out, it's different. Once it gets out, it's like, oh, wait a minute. I don't want this close to
me. The only reason the Wifey's World thing got out was because it was so big. It had gotten so big, and the house was $1 million
house.
Right. That's the only reason that got out. But it happens every day out there.
Sure. But so long as you keep it under wraps, whatever you do behind closed doors
There's
is the key thing.
There's neighborhood brothels happening right
Once
now.
The door opens, you're no longer behind closed doors.
The house down the street from you in Arcadia, I guarantee they could have sold that house. Nobody would have known any different.
Nobody would have. The neighborhood tried to keep it quiet because of that very reason. Everybody started buzzing about it, and the dude got letters like left and right, like, hey, keep it inside. You're starting to get a little open with this. People milling around in the front yard. Starting to be one of those things where the neighbors had to get involved.
How many people are crazy about, I mean, this is a couple of weeks ago, the neighbor or the lady that lives in the house is okay with it now, but the people that live in the neighborhood of Breaking Bad probably couldn't have been real happy.
There was a bunch of people that threw fits and want the tours to stop and everything else, although some people liked it and they don't want it that way. They love Breaking Bad.
Neighborhoods.
You don't want it right next door. That's true of a bunch of stuff. And that's true in my – I don't want porn people moving in and having them leak out. If you do it inside and I don't know, great. Good for you. Keep it quiet. But the second it starts leaking out into the neighborhood and it's in the front yard and I see all these weird people in the front and I'm like, what's going on?
You got to ask someone to move a car so you can get in the driveway.
Right. We were going to bang in your driveway. Is that all right? We're going to set the lights up?
When Brenneman had the corns next door to him.
Exactly.
It became very inconvenient late night.
I love music. Love it. But if Slipknot moved in next door and incessantly
worked on their next album
till 2 in the morning, I'd be pretty upset that Slipknot's
exactly.
next door.
Exactly. So it has nothing to do with the actual what it is, like porn. There's a lot of stuff that would make
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
There's coke all over there.
That's
drug
one of them.
Dealers.
Yeah,
there's,
absolutely.
There's so much. So it is not the same.
Absolutely. It's all the same. You just don't want crap leaking out of people's houses into your hood, no matter what it is. And that is definitely, you know, I think porn is an industry that's amazing. It has a place in society, and usually it's in Chatwood, California, in an industrial complex.
But back
I don't want a strip club next door to my house, and I have no problem with strip clubs. But I don't want right next door to me. Even if they have no windows and you can't see it, doesn't matter. I don't want it right there.
If it would change, though, if things changed around and said all of a sudden you find strip clubs have bring property values through the roof.
I don't see how that happens.
If it did,
I mean, that's a different scenario that seems fantasy.
To some, it would, probably.
But very rarely do they say, hey, we're opening a giant strip club on the corner of where you live. Do the neighbors go, all right, this is going to be great for business?
I don't know. Seeing if there's somebody I know that ends up having some situation like that, I'm going to do my best not to be a hypocrite about it and actually treat them the same.
Yeah, you can't. Because you would, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you treat the person differently. I'm just, it is, you are already feeling different about them, or at least initially. You can't help it. Dear Brady, should I dump my girlfriend because her husband fought me? He only won because, you know, she helped. So he got beat up by his mistress and her husband, and he's wondering, do I go back to this well?
No.
No, you're done there.
Man. But, you know, it's so funny is how many people will still... He doesn't see it.
Yeah, they have to
ask. You're blinded.
Dear Brady, if Derba Derbs were a boy, would he still be allowed to sleep next to your bed, knowing that you're now in the age of morning wood and wet dreams, those awful boy teen years? Good question. Derba Derbs sleeps right next to your bed.
It's not happening in the teen years. There's no threat of being
13. You said that nearly 8 months ago that it was too late and she's been
good. I'm not worried about it right now.
What is the cutoff then? You said you put your foot down like last June. That's enough of that. No longer sleeping in my bed, on my floor, in my room. She's too old.
I've got to figure out when, an exact deadline. But you know what's funny?
Last June.
As we did find out a little bit of some of the fear.
Yeah.
Is from practicing school lockdowns.
Mm, I think that's the same thing I used to say, is I was afraid of tests. She's milking it.
Well, there was one that wasn't even a practice. They had one that was for real. Yeah. But she says that. But, you know, we didn't get that out of her. She mentioned it. I don't think that's, again.
She's staying on that floor. Get her a dog bed at the very least. Dear Brady, do I get my wife the flowers you push or sex toys? That way, if she don't like that I spent money on the Brady Code, saving her money, then she can go F herself. What would you get?
Both.
Yeah, why not?
Because
one's cheap and easy.
I always start off with the flowers because it's a prelim to what you're doing. And I saw something today that people are spending more this year on Mother's Day for some reason because the economy, I guess, they're spending $30 more than they would last year. But you go with the flowers and some Sherry's berries beforehand. And then the most popular thing is out to dinner or out to,
You get her a vibrator and some flowers.
And I'd probably have that at the table. She opens that up at the table you're having dinner.
Yeah, with the kids. Yeah. It's touching. Because you're a hypocrite. If you don't, you'd be a hypocrite. You use them. Why not let everybody know about it? You don't want to do that at the table. I love your mother very much, so I bought her some sex toys. We use them. I'd be a hypocrite not to point this out to you. Now eat your peas while your mother vibrates herself into
clean
the kitchen.
Clean platters.
It's 9:34. There you go. Weird day. And an Amber Alert right in the middle of that, which saved the day for the person we were talking about, a former coworker who's doing dirty videos. It's great stuff. It's great stuff. See?
It's out.
You say it's hypocritical. Look at you're not accepting of me talking about our former coworker doing dirty porn. It's fantastic. Now, can't go to that party anymore, and that's ridiculous. I'd ask too many questions. I'd get myself in a piddle.
Jeez. You gotta go.
Well, I'm not invited. I wouldn't go to that.
Yeah, I guess.
Too much of a threat.
I want to go now, but.
You should go. Experience the dark side, man. There you go. That is what Brady did.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.